something coming in.
And a host of composed, eager servers.
Yeah, we waited a long time for this.
In fact, the only trouble, popping the cork in celebration.
I knew if I pulled this off, it was going to be one of the greatest things for all of us.
An investment for the city that he only hopes can fuel a renaissance. Sean Calebs, CNN, New Orleans.
Illegal immigration is becoming one of the most hotly debated and divisive issues in the country. And Saturday, passions reached new heights. We'll have the latest on the protests and the politics coming up next.
Tornadoes have been reported in several neighboring states.
Small business owner Jonathan Harlan of Jackson, Tennessee.
Living in Tornado Alley, you kind of get used to dealing with them. You just pray one doesn't hit your area. Late Sunday night, just before midnight, an F4 Twister touched down in Jackson, leveling our downtown. There was nothing left of our building, just piles of bricks and concrete. We lost everything. Fortunately, backup systems were in place. Employees knew what to do and worked from other locations. Because we were prepared, our clients never knew the difference.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. A plan can save lives, company assets, and your entire business at little or no cost to your company. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Hawaii's FM Talk, KHNR, AM and FM, Honolulu, where your opinion counts.
So good to see you here at CNN Headline News, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway. Here's your top stories now. Days of immigration rallies continued into the weekend with a massive demonstration in downtown Los Angeles. Police estimated about 25,000 people joined in Saturday's march. They protested a bill before Congress that would increase penalties for illegal immigrants and for those who hire them. A former British hostage is back home 4 months after being kidnapped in Iraq. Peace activist Norman Kimber arrived in London Saturday and was reunited with his wife. He declined to answer questions about his ordeal. And Russia denies it passed on intelligence about U.S. troop movements to Saddam Hussein. The country's Foreign Intelligence Service calls the accusations unfounded. A Pentagon report claims the Russians gathered the information from sources inside the U.S. Central Command in the run-up to the Iraq War. Nigeria's government is agreeing to hand over former Liberian President Charles Taylor. He was indicted by the United Nations in 2003 on war crimes charges. Nigeria's decision to exile Taylor comes just days before its president is due to visit Washington. And famed country music singer Buck Owens has died. Along with co-host Roy Clark, Owens helped introduce mainstream America to country music on the long-running variety show Hee Haw. Owens had a string of number one records, including the smash hit Act Naturally.